Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we travel to the ancient farmland depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinai 60, written by Thungaloriyar. The poem is set in the agricultural landscape of Marudam and speaks in the voice of the lady's confidant to a farmer while sowing a secret message in the man listening nearby. Malai kandanna nilai punar nivappin perunerpal kootu erumai ulava kanpadai pera adu tanpular vidiyal karungan vara al perundadi melirvayodu puharvai arisi pommar perunjoru kavarpadu kaiyai kaluma maandi neer uru seruvin naarumudi alutha nin nadunerodu seri aayin avan saayum neidalum oombumadi emmil maayirum koondal madandai ஆய்வாளை கூட்டும் அணியுமார் அவையே. Like a freshly sown paddy field, the poem has an orderly arrangement of rhythm as we see in the last letter combinations of மலை நிலை கண் தன் and உரு செரு நாறு as well as second letter combinations as in கரும் பெருந் and first letter alliterations of கவர் கழும and the finishing touch அணியுமார் அவையே. When I first read எருமை உழவ, I burst out laughing. உழவ is a reference to a farmer and எருமை refers to a buffalo. And for a minute I wondered whether the lady's confidant is calling the farmer a buffalo. Not sure about the farmers then, anyone now would be offended by the prefix erumai, for somehow the word has gained a comically negative connotation. How central rice was to life in a farmland can be understood by multiple references such as arisi meaning rice and soru meaning cooked rice as well as peruner palkootu meaning tall mounds of paddy. We also catch a glimpse of varaal, which is now commonly called as viral mean or the snakehead mural. More curry on this fish in a short while. Moving to the center of the poem's field, we find the man and woman in a relationship. Her parents, coming to know of their relationship, have confined the lady to the house. One day, not knowing this, when the man arrives by the backyard, the lady's confidant passes on this message to the man indirectly as she talks with the farmer passing by. To the farmer, she says, "O farmer, the owner of buffaloes and tall mounds of paddy grain soaring like a mountain before the eyes. Your eyes have not seen any sleep last night and you have woken up early with a cool dawn. Soon after waking, taking chunky slices of the black-eyed mural fish cooked to a shining perfection and mixing that with thick-grained rice, also steamed just right, you have made huge balls of food that you couldn't even hold in your hands and have consumed it excessively. Now I see you heading to the water-soaked fields with women folk to sow the paddy. When you reach there, please save the kore grass and naidal plants blooming in the field. It's because our lady with long dark tresses so prefers to wear them as her bangles and her attire." Now, let's heap the harvest hidden in this field of verse. Let's meet and greet the farmer first. He's the owner of soaring mounds of grain, each of which seem like a mountain to innocent eyes. His livelihood does not depend on the produce of his field alone, for he rears buffaloes too. Next, we understand a day in the life of this ancient farmer. The day, paradoxically, starts in the night when he's tossing and turning, thinking about the next day. We are given to understand that he gets no sleep because he's anxious about all the tasks that need to be done the next day. The life of a farmer is no carefree saunter, we see. Although he has not got much sleep, he wakes early at dawn to get a head start. He knows that there's no time to pause and waste during the day, so he fills his stomach with a hefty breakfast. And what's on the menu? Balls of thick grained rice steamed just right and fleshy pieces of the murrel fish simmering in the curry. In quantities that overflow from his hand, he swallows the rice and fish. A clever plan to keep his tummy from grumbling in the midst of his work. He believes that the fleshy fish and thick rice will keep his tummy humming as he goes about his day. Focusing on this murrel fish, also called a snakehead murrel or mudfish, this is a freshwater fish that flows in rivers and lakes and ends in the farmland plains. Even now in Tamil Nadu, Kerala, where it's called as Korava, and Andhra Pradesh, where it's called as Koramata, as well as in Southeast Asian countries like Philippines, Thailand, Malaysia, and even in China, this fish is loved for its taste and nutritional value. Fascinating to learn that this fish has been filling the tummies of people over 2,000 years. After vividly painting a portrait of the farmer's food and life, the lady's confidant then turns her attention to the hidden message she wants to convey. She talks about the long dark tresses of the lady, perhaps to bait the man's attention. She then mentions that the lady prefers to wear the leaves of water lilies blooming in those fields as her garment and tie those strands of wild grass there as her bangle. To the farmer, these are weeds to be uprooted and thrown away, but to the lady, they are a fashion statement. If the lady could leave the house, she would have come plucked what she wants herself. Because she is locked within, she cannot. Thus, with her cleverness, the lady's confidant indirectly conveys this message to the man. By referring to the intricate planning style of the farmer, she nudges the man to likewise plan and seek the lady's hand in marriage. The lady's confidant seems to say that although the knight was bereft of sleep, the farmer saved the day by his planning and hard work. Likewise, although the man cannot meet with the lady and relish joy in this moment, with thought, he may harvest a life of happiness with her. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri, Vanakkam.